It was a brisk October night in 1989, when three young boys were racing home on their bikes coming from a video store along the rural farm roads of St. Joseph, Minnesota. The wind danced through the hair of the young boys, and the echoes of their laughter intertwined with the vast emptiness of the fields. It was a trip that should have taken less than 15 minutes, but only two boys would make it home that night, while one remained trapped in time. The disappearance of Jacob Wetterling sparked one of the most extensive searches Minnesota has ever seen. A swift investigation followed, but it would be almost three decades before we finally found out what happened after Jacob was snatched from the rural road that fateful night by a real-life monster. Welcome back to the chilling realm of True Crime Espresso, where we voyage deep into the abyss of solved and unsolved crimes and brooding mysteries spanning the globe. In today's video, we will descend into the icy abyss of the infamous Jacob Wetterling case. Join us as we pull back the shadows on the fateful sequence of events surrounding the vanishing of the 11-year-old boy. We'll explore how this 27-year-old cold case was finally solved, how the clues missed in the initial investigation could have changed everything, and how this tragedy changed the entire world forever. Jacob Irwin Wetterling was born on February 17, 1978, in the serene town of Long Prairie, Minnesota. Jerry and Patty Wetterling proudly welcomed him into their family, and he was a shining ray of joy in their lives. Growing up amid a loving tribe consisting of his younger brother Trevor and two sisters, Amy and Carmen, Jacob basked in numerous outdoor excursions and games. As the second oldest, he had a unique role. He wasn't just a little brother or big brother, he was both. His mother, Patty, once an educator, was now a dedicated, nurturing presence at home. His father, Jerry, a chiropractor by profession, worked to provide for their family. Settling in St. Joseph, tucked away on a cul-de-sac called Kiwi Court, their home was their haven,